Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
On Jesus. At an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene. And all that he asked
of
is a child like trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning
to read.
Every day I'm
learning
to
lean
on Jesus. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
Anytime.
Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean.
Learning to lean.
Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm
finding
more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, Brother Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement. His topic is Stay Calm and Confident. Give God Time to Work. It comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Before we bring Brother Griffin on, I would like to take just a moment to make a small announcement. On Thursday night, Brother Bradshaw's wife, Linda Bradshaw, hosts a women's Bible class. And the title is Women of the Bible at this time. The subtitle is Pilate's Wife and When a Wife Asks Her Husband to Repent. This show is happening at 7:30 on tonight. And before we end the call, I will be more than happy to share her information with anyone who would like to participate on the call. If you would just remain on the call after Brother Bradshaw does the closing prayer, I can provide you with the information in order to participate. And I'll give you Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for such a warm introduction. Certainly, my hats are off to this Bible studies coming up. Certainly, women need to be able to embrace God's word in an in-depth manner to attain those measures in their life that they may grow. Today, I want to encourage you to be calm, have confidence, and give God time to work. See, amidst world crisis, people are concerned about the future of the world. But as Christians, we must be concerned more so about the church's future, and it as it remains, and will it remain as the lost church as we know it. 30 years from now, what will the church look like? Considering the changing world view about things, how will this affect the church? The Bible teaches that the church is to educate the world about God. Will the church stay its course? Will it be absorbed by the culture shift? I believe that if we know what's going on, we will know what to do. Some are saying since the Bible is questionable and it doesn't apply to today, but only to those of the first century, then who is to say what can we do or what we cannot do or become? We are living in a society where nearly everyone is demanding their rights, human rights, civil rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, our rights, and so on. Everyone wants what's coming to them. Unfortunately, many of these demands are inconvenient or injurious to others. So why must we suffer abuse, criticism, and insults for the rights of others? Christians and people of faith cannot any longer call a situation or behavior by what it really is without being held liable. Consequently, the immoralities of the past are becoming the norms and the immoralities of the present. Fifthly, there is the reality of knowing that children are being expelled from grade school for singing a song they learned in Sunday school. Gay preachers are calling foul because their church members no longer want them as their spiritual leader. Laws supporting same-sex marriage are sweeping the nation, and the Boy Scouts of America are being forced to permit males who don't want to be men to develop young men into becoming men. So what is to be done by those of the faith? Where is the comfort and relief? Who is to blame? This is why I say be calm, be confident, and give God time to work. See, God is to blame for all this in the first place. And if we understand that God is to blame, then we need to get the blame time to be placed where the blame needs to be placed. See, there's three reasons why we need to be calm, confident, and give God time to work. It's because of God that we're in this predicament in the first place. See, because of religion. Religion is a system of restraint, accountable to someone. Man has rejected God for who God is, and God has rejected man for what man believes, what man has done or become. See, the big picture is what's your view of God? See, when we look at Exodus chapter 21, we have the mountaintop, where Moses goes to the top of the mountain to get a message from God to give to man, while man is at the bottom of the mountain making a God for man. But Joshua said, choose you this day who you will serve. And third, because of the need of man. In every culture, man has had the need to worship someone or something greater than himself. Man has said, let us disobey God, Psalms 2. Man has said, let us deny God's existence, Psalms 14. Man rebelled against God, Jeremiah 6. God created man in all things. God is greater than man. God can destroy man at any time. And God is a potter and man is a clay. But because of the love of God, John 3:16, we have given an opportunity to allow us to come back to God. See, God is always the issue. If we can, the world can just eradicate, disapprove who God is, disapprove God's Bible, which is the Word of God, then man can be justified in doing whatever he wants to do. But in the meantime, those of us who are of faith, we are frustrated, and sometimes we probably wonder, well, where is God in all of this? And that's why it's so important that we must be calm, be confident, and give God time to work. And the reason why, because in every century, in every age, God has come through in his dealing with mankind. And since God has always come through, during the time of Moses, God came through in the meantime. Abraham came through. Noah's time he came through. Lot's time he came through. During the prophet's time he came through. And through Jesus' time, he's coming through. And so even your own personal life, what we're more concerned with, there have been many times that you've about given up on a circumstance in your life, and lo and behold, God has come through in every case. Those of us who truly believe, we'll wait on the Lord, and no doubt as the Isaiah 40 tells us, he will allow us to raise up and fly away as eagle's wings. But we've got to believe that God is still on the throne and that God knows what God is doing. And in any time, all those who oppose God will come to defeat. That is how God is that we must realize who team was on. You know, God has always given mankind to get himself together. Well, we find in 2 Peter chapter 3, God is not slack concerning his promise, but he's long-suffering. Not willing that any man should perish, but all should come to repentance. God is the patient God. We need to just be like the daffodil and the tulip. We must be willing to grow in the midst of all of this mess. We must realize that our roots go beneath this mess, and our head is above this mess. And we need to have the confidence that God really knows what God is doing. Well, sometimes, as believers, we want to stop being passengers, and we want to be in the driver's seat. And sometimes we want to take over God's role and direct his universe, the universe that he created, and not we ourselves. Oftentimes we find that members of the body of Christ and many other religious groups, they become discouraged because they may feel that the preacher is not doing what they want him to do or the way they want him to do it. They feel and realize sometimes, by good preachers now, that God called these men to the pulpit, called these men to the ministry, and God didn't call them without preparing them or putting some of their heart, allowing them space and time to grow. And so oftentimes when people are impatient, they're not calm, they lost confidence, they want to hijack the pulpit. Well, here it is. What if you're successful in hijacking the pulpit? Now, what are you going to do with it? You like guys who never... Guys go up and hijack a plane. No one can fly the plane. So what you going to do? You're going to crash everybody. So we need to realize and be patient, be calm and confident, and allow God to continue to be the potter of his own rock, of his own ship. Because if we did get control of it, what rules would we make in the church? What would we forgive and not forgive? What would we do if we had this kind of responsibility that God has? There's so many people got so many different directions of different thought patterns and different ideas. And God is know how to put everything in check and everything in the proper place. We don't have that ability. So Paul says, as we close our lesson, in Philippians chapter 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. We need to really go back and break down each verse and meditate and see can we carry out the directions of each verse. It says rejoice. Find a way to rejoice in the Lord. Then let your manner of life be known to the one. The Lord is at hand. Be not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. There are sometimes I can't help members of the church. They have to have a relationship with God as well. And if we would do these things consistently, as Paul directed the church in Philippi, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, that includes your and my understanding, will guard our hearts, your hearts, and my mind and your mind in Christ Jesus. May God bless you today. Be calm, be comforted, and let God work out his plan. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are and all that you shall ever be. We ask for calmness of spirit. We ask for continuous confidence. And we ask for patience to allow you to work out your plan for your creation. We realize it's challenging times. We're wondering what's going to be the next move. When you're going to do your great work. Well, we need to realize your great work, and you gave your son that we all might live. And you protected those who believe in your son. And you continue to care for us, provide for us in ways we don't understand. But we just want you to help us have a calmer heart, allow us to have more confidence, and allow us to give you time to work. May God bless all who are on the call this morning. This will be our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.